Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I praise God, I'm well.
Yeah, praise God indeed. Praise God indeed. Now, we're talking about sugar this afternoon. The question that we ask generally is any amount of sugar good for you? We've heard about bad sugars and good sugars, and so we're going to be talking about that. In the typical modern-day city life diet, the top sources of sugar are soft drinks, fruit drinks, flavored yogurt, cereals, cookies, cakes, candy, and most processed food also have sugar. Now, we try to limit our intake of all these, but the question must be asked, is there any amount of good that can be considered harmless, or is all sugar the enemy to be avoided at all costs? So, Doc, generally speaking, is there any amount of sugar that is actually needed for the functioning of the body, or is all sugar bad for you?
Well, when you use the word sugar, there is a need for definition of terms.
Okay, all right. it's a complicated sugar, one.
Yeah, there's sugar and there's sugar. When we talk about sugar, there is the sugar that is natural, that mm-hmm. God made and is perfect. Mm-hmm. We find it in unprocessed foods, because you mentioned processed foods with that sugar that you are talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to just clear things, because people have gone to the extent of not wanting to take fruits at all
because
it is sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's not the sugar we are talking about, because that is still sugar, but that is natural sugar that God has given to us and which is good for us. And it is packed in natural foods. Even some vegetables have sugar, like beetroots, carrots. When you juice carrots or beetroot, oh, nice, it's very sweet. So this is not the sugar we are talking about. Those are natural sugar. So it is when we remove the sugar and now it is crystallized, we call it table sugar, we add it to all those things that you have mentioned, ice cream, candy, cakes, and so on.
Yeah,
that sugar is not safe at any time, except for resuscitation. What do I mean by resuscitation?
Okay.
For instance, we have somebody running frequent stool diarrhea, especially children, and they lose water content and electrolytes very quickly. Mm-mm. Well, we need sugar and salt solution to help resuscitate those ones very quickly.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody is just going, lack of energy, and can die from as a result of it. Mm-hmm. Then sugar to the rescue. But apart from those times when sugar are used like that, we should leave sugar, that is the processed sugar, alone at all costs. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting ready for this time, this few minutes that I will spend. I looked at some materials. And I like Dr. Michael Greger's website on nutritionfacts.org. I wanted to know, what did he say about sugar?
Yeah.
How much sugar is needed? How much sugar should be added to fruit? And he went on to discuss very interestingly how the government cannot decide how much sugar is good and the several committees that were set up, one particularly in 1977, I believe. Dating back since then, they stated an amount, a small amount according to them, but still it's a lot. And yet the Sugar Association will not have it. And so they began to lobby. This is North America. They began to lobby that if something is not done and the level that they recommend is accepted, they will lobby for the Congress in US to remove funding in WHO for help in health, and so forth.
To that extent.
So when I was reading this, I said, this is very interesting. And so they decided to use a vague language. Use sugar only in moderation. What does that mean? Can that answer our question this afternoon? No. Use sugar in moderation. What does it mean?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
choose a diet moderate. Finally, they said choose a diet moderate in carbohydrates. Carbohydrates include all of the macro and the micro. So what are you talking about? Well, bottom line, at what I gained from it from nutritionfact.org, we can also check it out, is that the political and economic factors come into play when the government is recommending sources of food and what to eat and what not to eat, especially when it comes to fats and sugar. It's the money part that must play out in the long run. Then I went on to look at other places and I saw the NHS. This is the British version of the health and wellness, so to say, in trying to give guidelines as to how much sugar, in this case that we're talking about, should be used. And theirs was much lower. So they are recommending like 5 cubes of sugar, not more than 10 cubes of sugar for children, not more than, the recommendation is that children lower than 2 years old should not even be given any sugar at all. No added processed sugar in their food. But do you know what we give our babies now?
Goodness.
Up until 12 sachets, which is like 4 grams, which is about 2 cubes of sugar per day.
Goodness.
So that's why we are having all this obesity plague, if I can call it that name. The problem that we're having, sugar causes, of course, tooth decay, weight gain, apart from other diseases that have been associated to high sugar intake, even up to cancer. And so the health organizations, the committees that are up there, are not able to give us a definite guideline, because I was looking for a definite guideline that I can share with our listeners today. This is what they have given us as a guide. But the guide is not available because political and economic factors come into play. So in the long run, what I can share is to go back to the creator who made us in the beginning. What did he give us? In Genesis 1:29, we are given fruits, grains, and nuts and seeds. When man sinned, God added vegetables. In all of these food sources, when we take the sugar content in the natural foods, they have not been denatured. They are still in their natural state, because once we puree, once we juice, once we extract the sugar, it's a different chemical property that it carries. One researcher said, processed sugar, white sugar, has no counterpart of digestive enzymes in the human system. So that may answer that question. Sugar, processed sugar, is not good for us at any level. It's not good for us. Nature did not plan that we should be putting that type of sugar into our system. So when we look at nature, the nature that is the nature from God, he didn't plan that we should be eating processed sugar. And the problems that comes with processed sugar are many. And we are giving our babies a lot of it. One day I wanted to faint, if I could faint. I saw a woman, she backed her baby, and then she removed the tie a little bit, turned the baby's face to her, and she was giving this baby a drink from a carbonated bottle. My heart was broken.
Goodness.
That baby will be less than 8 months old. When I looked at the baby, definitely not up to a year. Directly from a carbonated bottle, the drink, colored drink, for that matter, dark colored. And the poor baby was just drinking it down.
Goodness.
She's killing her baby. She does not know. So lack of knowledge is one of the primary problems that we have. And yet, there is no guideline. So the only guideline that I will give in good conscience is that we follow the guideline given to us by the one that made us in the beginning. No processed sugar has been given to us to take into this body system at all.
Nothing at all, and no compromise except, your natural sugars, as you mentioned, from fruits. Now, What would you say is an effect that sugar has on our bodies?
First off, I learned whilst in school, learning natural health care, the body does not identify it as food. So when it gets into our body, it's a strange chemical product. Therefore, the body does not know how to properly digest it. So it's a problem. So in the midst of what else it is mixed in with other foods, it delays proper digestion, leading to fermentation. And sugar is a very good chemical product for fermentation. It is used to ferment several alcoholic beverages locally. I don't know what they use in the big factories, but the local people, they use sugar. They have millet, for instance, and they want to turn it into the local alcohol beverage. It's sugar that hastens the fermentation. Mm. As a cook, we use sweetener to have our yeast when we want to make bread to ferment quickly so that we can get the yeast developed properly. Mm-hmm. And that is the same thing that happens in the digestive system. Mm-hmm. So the sugar, in the presence of carbohydrates, will just stay there and help fermentation, especially when there is meat products in that package also. Mm-hmm. So it stays too long. That is one of the primary effects of sugar in the system. It keeps the body, it keeps the digestive system less likely to digest the food on time. There is a time for the transit of food from the mouth in chewing our food to getting down into the stomach. Nature has time limit for food to stay in there. Sugar makes it stay longer. Therefore, it ferments in the digestive tract. When food ferments in the digestive tract, there's just so many problems that they bring along because the food is spoiled. Therefore, the body does not want it. It will choose to get rid of it as soon as possible. So some people will have diarrhea. And for those who don't have diarrhea, then the body starts trying hard to digest this food to get rid of it. It takes so long. Eventually, some of the fermented gas are absorbed, or gas and liquid and any form of chemical are absorbed into the bloodstream. And it goes into the brain. Today, give sugar to children and take them on a trip. Mm. You are in for a big time trouble.
I was
in Pathfinder. When they're home with their bags, we check it for any sweets. We take the sweets out and give to their parents to please take back home, because the children cannot be controlled. This sugar goes into the brain as alcohol. And they are hyperactive. Mm. They can jump out of the bus window.
Yeah, that's true.
Because once they start getting agitated and hyperactive, they cannot stay in one place. And if they're in the bus, we're in trouble. If they get to camp and they happen to smuggle some of the sugars with them, or maybe leaders also give them sugar, we can control them. What that child would do, you'll be surprised. Why? Well, many researchers have shown us that it is the high sugar content that children are taking that is responsible for the hyperactivity to large extent that we see in the world today. Delinquent behavior. Change their diet and you will see children calm. Get the sugar out of the food. I read a book by a gentleman. The book is Sugar Blues. Mm. He showed clearly from research and experiments that once you get these highly processed foods, and once you have high processed foods, they are loaded with sugar. You are talking about a can of drink that is carbonated, 9 to 10 cubes of sugar in one small can. Goodness. And who drinks a can in a day? It lowers the immune system. The white blood cells cannot work in the presence of heavy sugar load in the body system. So the white blood cells cannot destroy germs. Therefore, infection will have time to develop because there's nothing to fight them. Mm. And many of the diseases that we face today, they are as a result of lowered immune system. So the sugar lowers the immune system so drastically, so terribly.
Mm.
enough research showing all of this. But sugar is sweet.
And it tastes nice.
What? I like sweet things. And I tell you, I've paid for it to a large extent because my mother didn't know what I know today. She was selling all these sugary foods, confectionaries, biscuits, candies, and so on, chewing gum. How many teeth have I removed?
Goodness.
At some point, I stopped counting. Even getting older, I had to get a transplant because I got to the point where I cannot chew and the frame of my face will be affected very quickly. I will just become what we call in my language, wulem, where and the teeth, which is supposed to be the structure that gives you that frame, that skeletal frame in the face, when all those teeth have gone, the face drops. Ooh. You become very old very quickly.
Yes.
I can just be looking at the result of high sugar intake. If I take myself as an example, I would say enough. Talk less of when I then began to learn all these things. I've worked with other people. I've seen children in action. I've read researches comparing delinquent children on one side and the ones that are not going to reform schools, changing their diet, and seeing that the police can go on siesta and sleep because they're quiet. I've seen examples, real research, real life of prisons where they have divided them into two, put some on natural foods and put some on highly processed foods and see the difference. The difference has become so clear, but for economic reasons, primarily from what I'm reading, this sugar intake is still very, very high. So the other extreme is for people to go to the other extreme. Don't eat fruits, there's sugar in it. And from what I have learned and is still learning, fat is the primary cause of diabetes. Yes, sugar in the body will be the test of diabetes. But what started it off is high fat content because the sugar could not be deposited into the cells. The fat have covered the cells. So there is excess sugar so running around in the blood. So even if someone do not eat processed, highly refined sugar, any carbohydrate is turning to sugar anyway in the body.
Yeah.
So with the high fat content, the sugar will be there. Insulin is being supplied for adult onset diabetes, but it has been identified since 1947 that fat is the cause of diabetes. Now, sugar is not going to help it anyway because sugar is the culprit that will show up in the result of trying to identify the problem. So we are looking at a situation where all of these factors, they interrelate and they affect each other. But for this discussion, at least take your sugar. This will be the best advice that we can have for ourselves. Take your sugar naturally from complex carbohydrates. It's going to turn to sugar very gradually at the right pace. Take your sweetness from whole fruits like dates, like pineapple. Use these ones to sweeten the children's food, like bananas. If children start and they get used to this from babyhood, they will not like refined sugars. Their taste buds will have been trained to love the natural sugars. For some of us as adults, we had to retrain our taste buds for highly refined sugar. Because if you don't retrain the taste buds, you blend dates and use it with your cereal, it will not be sweet in your mouth. It will take time for the taste buds to help solve the problem when it has been retrained. So it's going to take a lot of effort, but it is worth it. Because for me, now when I look at my age mates, some of them have died. Which is so sad. Yeah. And I'm looking at, you know, funerals, obituaries, and cousins and so forth. Some of them I'm older than they are, suffering from serious debilitating diseases because they don't know these things. And I wish that more and more people will be aware of all of these things so that they can make right choices. Some people just don't know. I was reading of a 34-year-old lady that slumped in her bathroom, in her walk bathroom, and died. They were in a meeting. She got up to use the bathroom. She did not come back. They went to look for her. She was dead. Complications from stroke.
Doctor,
34-year-old woman, successful with two children. She was living on processed foods, trying to cope with work in the present day world. So let's cook from home.
Yeah.
And choose to use natural foods.
Yeah. Doc, thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure. No, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we learned quite a bit here. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. Have a blessed Sabbath.
Have a blessed Sabbath too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.